Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasha and Ari with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In light of the Commonwealth Games, some tenants of a venue will have to move, potentially with no compensation. On September 1st, the Brisbane City Council will hand over the complex that resides in Centenary Pool to a body for the Commonwealth Games. Existing tenants will have to relocate due to the construction for the Games, and some will have to will be compensated for such. However, for two businesses in the complex, an orthodontist and a physiotherapist, details around their eviction and compensation have not been clarified. Later on, referring to infrastructure legislation amended earlier this year, lawyers from the Brisbane City Council suggested that they would receive no compensation.
A new system set to reward Brisbane residents under a volunteer passport for the 2032 Olympic Games was just announced by the Brisbane City Council. The Lord Mayor announced that the system will allow citizens to build up credits that will be recognized during the highly competitive application process. In the 2024 Paris Games, approximately 300,000 people applied for only 45,000 places. David Schreiner announced people who are already volunteering are able to acquire stamps in their passport. They're found in sporting clubs, they're found out there, turning the sausages on the barbecue. They're helping to raise money, are the glue that holds all together.
In national news, Perth's Deputy Mayor has renewed calls for LGBTQIA plus anti-vilification protections after a WA man was fined for distributing hateful flyers targeting the LGBTQIA plus community. The 47-year-old man was charged in May for delivering flyers containing false and defamatory claims about LGBTQIA plus individuals that use photographs from social media. Western Australia has no civil laws that prevent hate speech and conduct. Perth's Deputy Lord Mayor and Attorney General have confirmed a new Equal Opportunity Act that is committed to vilification protections for the LGBTQIA plus community.
Duke, a young cattle dog, has been found after roaming the outback for weeks. Abandoned near Dargong in New South Wales, authorities report he walked a 40 kilometers loop through the bush for around eight weeks. Found thin, limping and alone, Duke's journey has given him a dislocated hip, ruptured cruciate ligament, road rash, and a 22-caliber bullet lodged between his shoulder blades. Now being treated at Hunter RSPCA, Duke is to undergo a series of surgeries and rehabilitation procedures to set him on his healing journey.
In international news, two Chinese polar research vessels that make regular port visits in Australia have come under increased scrutiny by the U.S. authorities targeting any detected malign activity. The Zhulong Snow Dragon and Zhulong 2 are icebreakers that undertake missions in Antarctica and the Arctic on behalf of the Polar Research Institute of China, PRIC. The ships have docked in Hobart four times over the past 2 years since the Tasmanian government invited the Polar Research Institute of China to resupply its vessels in the city during trips to and from Antarctica. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Freight Trade has rejected a Freedom of Information request regarding the vessels' access to Australian ports, saying the closure would impact national security.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a low chance of rain. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.